I was told one gentleman, he had insomnia, no sleep. Then someone asked him to go to Swami Maharaj, Jayant Kirtan Park. He came and the Hare Krishna movement, the chanting was going on. Then anyhow, sleeping tendency came in him, and he was very much satisfied and also made good contribution. He was a rich man. Because he fainted, as he told to Chidananda Maharaj, Prabhu, Swami Maharaj, what talk I had with Sridhar Maharaj, if I that repeat to you, you would faint. So Hare Krishna is such that he can't tolerate the least of it. The enemy force takes him away to unconscious state. And your answer, na chaityo namer gune se sab phal paige. Sometimes the real aim of Hare Krishna movement is towards the land of Krishna. But there may be a little slip. It may not be properly done. Whatever little defect here and there, that gives some benefit of this material world. It's proper aim towards Krishna, but due to defect within us, when we engage ourselves in that sort of realization, some internal defects appear, and in connection with that Hare Krishna, these worldly achievements come very easily, though we do not want it sometimes. In its retinue, from the negative side, it appears, we are told. But that is not the object of pure devotion. Still, because there is some defect in that sort of realization, due to the defective tendency, some unwanted auxiliary things are produced sometimes. Namaparadha. Namaparadha, that is offenses to the name, that sometimes contributes this worldly achievement, and not pure name.
These are like weeds. These are what is called are called the weeds of chanting offensively. It's a watering process, and these weeds grow.
Maybe something like that.
But sometimes, Maharaj, sometimes a person may only be interested in the material, in getting material things. You see, a person may
they also do the sakam upasana, that is not devotion, pure devotion. There are so many who are worshipping and as getting kamaistaistai hitajnana paddanti anya devata. And this commits offense also. So many process of worship, where the hurried repetition, I want these things for, so I am the sankalpa, I worship you, please give me these things. And by that prayerful mood, sometimes it is the gift comes. কৃষ্ণ বলে আমার ভজে মাঝে বিষয়সু অমৃতসারী বিষ মাঝে সেই বড় মুখ্য সামটাইমস হি প্রোটেক্টস হিজ ডিভোটি ফ্রম সচ সাইট ইস্যুজ সাইড ইস্যুজ অ্যান্ড সামটাইমস হি অ্যাভয়েডস পিওর ভক্তি শুদ্ধ ভক্তি দ্যাট মিন্স কৃষ্ণ টু গিভ হিমসেলফ up to that person, the worshipper. Shuddha bhakti means he wants to attract Krishna himself. But when Krishna likes to avoid him, he gives some other thing and come away. There is some intrinsic disability or impurity in the worshipper. When Krishna, he deals in such a way, receives him. The worshipper is formal, but not very sincere. In that case, it comes to happen like that. Gaurhuri. Where you got it?
You know. In the Bhagavatam, Lord Buddha's appearance.
Huh?
In the Bhagavatam, the appearance of Lord Buddha is given, and his mission is given. But why did the Lord throw out the whole Vedic system?
Not one Buddha. There are different Buddhas. Buddha means wise. From Buddhi, Buddha, wise man. So Buddha is not one. There are different Buddhas, different Kapila. Kapila is also not one. One Kapila is Nirishar, godless. One Buddha, godless. Another Buddha, incarnation of God.
Godless Buddha.
Yes.
Why did he come and throw out whole Vedas instead of coming as reformer? Using the Vedas.
So many came, reformer, not only Buddha. Buddha, there are so many persons, stalwart. They come to preach their own doctrine, mostly atheistic.
But if Buddha was incarnation, avatar.
And that he is another. For to take recognition in Bhagavatam, that's Avatar Buddha. Yes. That is another Buddha. And this Buddha is another. Nastic Buddha, atheist Buddha. Buddha does not believe in the existence of soul even. Not only God, but Jiva soul does not exist. But only he believes in transmigration of soul. He believes in the mental system and transmigration. The Charvak, like Epicurus, thinks with the dissolution of this body nothing remains. But Buddha says with the dissolution of this body the mental system remains. And when the mental system is dissolved, nothing remains. That is the atheist Buddha. And the Avatar Buddha, incarnation Buddha, he also came to preach against the yajna, the karma kandiyo, you take to kill the animals, in the, leave them, this is reactionary, you rather take the holy path towards the realization. You have making too much of the sacrifice of the beasts in the name of Lord. He came with that object. When the sacrifice of the beast was increased to a highest degree, then as a reaction to that, Buddha came to preach. In the name of Lord, don't kill so many beasts. for anyone. Take some sattika course. There was a case in Buddha Gaya between the Buddhist and the Shankar school. Shankar school accepts Buddha as incarnation of God. And the atheist Buddhist, they demanded the Buddha Gaya, that must come to our administration. But the Shankara school, they put a suit into the court, brought a suit, that this is not their Buddha, it is our Buddha, he is on a path, he is not atheist. And I was told that the Shankara school, they gained the case.
Guru Maharaj, are they dealing with the same personality or two different persons? Entirely.
Two different persons.
They appeared at the same time?
No.
Then when did the atheist and Buddhist appear?
Not very particularly known. In Bhagavatam it is mentioned Buddha namnan janasuta anjanasuta Buddha ki kuteshu ki kateshu bhavishyati. And this Buddha's mother was Mahamaya, not Anjana. In Bhagavatam it is mentioned the Anjana was the mother of Buddha.
Yes.
Buddha namna Anjana Suta. Mother's name was Mahamaya.
Yes. He appeared in Nepal.
In Nepal. Uh-huh. And that Buddha appeared in Gaya, Bihar.
In the incarnation Buddha, he also preached non-violence.
Yes.
But he...
So the mixture. He also preached non-violence against the comprehensive sacrifice of so many beasts ruthlessly. He stood against that.
Some time ago, you quoted one verse where Mahaprabhu was telling that people are so fallen in this Kali Yuga that some will imitate this chanting and dancing and simply go to hell.
Yeah.
Could you explain how can someone chant the holy name and go to hell?
That only imitation.
Uh-huh.
Though the taking the name is so generous and so much effective to give us the highest thing, but it is morning, it is deplorable that in spite of such a great, gracious provision, there are some people, they will imitate it and take advantage of this and will do so much mischievous activities that outwardly doing all, imitating all these things, they will have ultimately to hell. This is the same. Kalikale lokshab sanki kirtan ki koribe natiya gaiya shesh narokete jaibe. Where it is, I don't remember. Maybe in Taitanya Mangal or somewhere. Mahaprabhu is addressing Nityananda Prabhu. We are trying our heart to give so maximum thing to the lowest section, unqualified. We are giving very things to deal liberally, with least energy they will achieve the greatest gain. But still, a reactionary school will come and they will spoil this movement by imitation, filled imitation.
Meaning they won't follow principles.
Mark the very substance, but they will try to take advantage of the outer cover. They will try to utilize this good thing for very mean purpose. Just as the Sahaja section, they are connecting sense pleasure with mixing with so much high thing. In spite of the strong statement of the Acharya that kam undhatama prem nirmala bhaskar, one is the dense darkness and another is growing sun. But still they mix together. Aul baul katta bhaja nara darvesh sang, all these things. Sahaja, Sati Devi. They imitate these things, the spirit is eliminated, and the mere imitation, physical imitation. As Jati Tumara is supposed to be doing, to do, mixing with intoxication. Through industry, making experiments that with addition of intoxication, he will quickly go to Goloka, to Krishna. Very quickly. The material thing will help him to go to the spiritual world very, very quickly. The mania. The mean mania has caught him, captured him. The fundamental difference, no material thing can give spiritual thing. Krishna can give himself, he alone, he himself can give himself. And his own agents also can direct us to take, towards him. That is also he. He can only give him, none else. He is absolute. What is absolute? The absolute, if he kindly conditions to accept us, then we may be accepted. Other foreign thing will give Krishna like market commodity. It is an absolute foolishness. Bhakta samjada bhakta. Bhakti is its own origin. Nothing can produce bhakti. No other thing can produce bhakti. Bhakti is the most elemental. The highest elemental subtlety is there. Most original substance is devotion, is service. Krishna, the devotion, all this together. The most plenary, the deepest. Beyond that, no existence of anything. So he can give himself, none can give himself. Bhakti means his grace. Bhakta samjataya bhakta. Bhakti is the cause of bhakti. If a bhakti comes to another's heart, it may come from the bhakti of the heart of a devotee, it is transferred there. Just as one light, another light is lit. One candle, another candle is lit. Something from the heart of devotion comes. Which is suppressed, comes to arise, to rise. Helps to rise. The The fundamental principle of devotion has been ignored. When we think that any other ulterior things they can give me, God. Very, very foolish caste. The caste mentality. If anything can give God, then who can give, he will be 1,000 times valuable, more valuable than God. Then there will be another that is greater than God, that can give God. So no other alternative but to surrender to that unparalleled substance, and he can give us him to us, but nothing else. Then the absolute point, his quality of absolute is disturbed. It's not absolute. By a drug can give God. That is Adukshaya. The drug cannot help to go in that way, the way towards him. It is his divine will will descend, grace, and may take us there.
If the Lord chooses, if someone is taking such intoxication, he can give?
Huh?
If someone takes intoxication out of desperation, sometimes the Lord can give realization out of mercy if the attempt is sincere. And someone takes intoxication, if it is sincere from the heart, desperate search.
What is sincere?
Well, I'm setting myself up for this one. Sometimes a soul becomes confused. I had one experience when I left ISKCON. My faith was almost completely destroyed. But without Krishna, it is like living hell. Without conception of God, it is like hell. It is the worst hell. So, in desperation, I took some LSD, and then I realized that there is no escape from this world except by the mercy of Krishna, and that there is nothing I can do except serve Krishna. And that vision.
The knowledge which is drawn from that state, that is vulnerable. That is no Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is absolute, does not depend on anything else but he.
I swore not to take it again, ever again. I saw that coming from Krishna, that realization, not from the drug, that his mercy descended.
Then how can you attribute that credit to the drug?
No, not anymore.
So, in spite of that drug application, if some consciousness might have come, then come from other side. In spite of the opposition of the drug. Drug is tamogun. Tamogun. Rajogun, tamogun. Tama means which create idleness, jajya, inactivity. Sleep means sleep, that is tamogun, idleness, tamogun. Moha, illusion, all tamoguna, the worst condition of the soul.
there is one theory that our karma and our spiritual realization, they are programmed into our genes within the body, and that at a certain point automatically they release, and such drugs sometimes speeds up. That is a theory they make.
What does he say?
I just want to hear it smashed.
There's one theory that in the genetic code, in the genes, past karma is stored up. Also, some spiritual karma, a spiritual realization, unfolds from these genes. This is some theory. I don't know. Then Bhargava Prabhu says the drugs, some say, speed up the process of the release of this realization. It is pretty far out.
You lose yourself in the argument.
But actually, I'm asking, is karma in the genes?
You try to understand. You think that everything within the genes, then what? Every gene is an absolute.
Not absolute, but what I was asking is the karma.
You try to think what is the position of the absolute. By the absolute, what does he mean?
That he has complete power.
The whole self. Against him, nothing can be done.
Yes.
Nothing can be done without his pleasure. The absolute accomplishes whole within him. The whole, positive and negative way, conditioned and unconditioned, in both, both controlled by the absolute, the negative side and the positive side. The negative, this Maya negative, what is other than absolute? So what genes are innumerable. And you say the gene, absolute is innumerable. Gene contains everything within it. And the gene can evolve absolute within him. What do you say?
Maybe not completely, but they are saying some realization can come. Some partial.
That is avidya, that is misconception. Some sort of misconception he may evolve. The absolute has reserved all the right of being known to any other place. It is reserved in his own hand. Then he is absolute. If against his will anyone can capture him, or he, any part of him, he is not absolute. Not a second thing can control the absolute. If can, then he is not absolute. Jamai vaisya vinyutiyate na labha. Whom he will favor to accept, he will know, not others. The yogis, jnanis, so many Vedantis, none. Jamaya Vaisya Vinute, absolute, accepts whom he will know him as much as he will unfold to him. That is absolute.
So it is coming from without, not from within.
It must have to come down from him, the acceptance. If he wants him to know to anyone, he will know. If he does not want, none can know him. That is the characteristic of absolute. We cannot make him subject of our consciousness. Never. Our consciousness is gross, filthy, of lower materials. it cannot reach that. He can come down to us and show I am such and such. If he withdraws, we are helpless. We are no help.
As you said the other day, spirit cannot come from matter, but spirit can go everywhere.
Yes. The ether can go everywhere, within every atom. But with every atom, this sand dust cannot enter into ether. That is most fine thing. That is all pervasive. But the sand dust is not all pervasive. X-ray can pass through the wall. But that doesn't mean the wall can pass through X-ray. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Force him to do anything. None without him can interfere anything about which is his. It's absolute. Intoxication can give us God. To think this, that is to become, to invite sin.
This intoxication.
Bhakta Sanjaya, only God consciousness can produce God consciousness, nothing else. So only Krishna consciousness can give us Krishna consciousness, and no other thing, no other substance. What do you say?
Some say this intoxication brings one close to death. And because a person is close to death,
becomes close to
death.
Death.
Yes. Dying.
But dying and poison, that also the fate must be there.
But
that is controlling
poison they take
poison.
Brings them close to
intoxication.
Death.
Many things can give end to this body of place.
Yes.
Clay. Overfeeding also may give the gas, heart failing, all these things, so many. Why intoxication? Intoxication, poison, many things can destroy this body of flesh and blood.
Maharaj?
Yes.
I've met many people who smoke ganja in order to try to imitate activities of Lord Shiva.
Yes.
Is there any place in the scriptures where...
Just in what time sanpeed was invented for food. So the persons who are fond of renunciation, they live in the jungle, in the world, have no sufficient dress, clothing available. They take some drugs so that it helps them from too much cold as well as too much heat. Just like clothing also this the cotton clothing and also the kambal, what is it, from the
wool.
That wool clothing saves us more from the cold. More effective. In that way, some sort of food may keep up the in the body. Heat in the body, preserve the heat in the body, but all meant for this body. little comfort. We take some help of some kambal, wool, and they, with this medicine, they have in the cool atmosphere sometimes, in the sun also, helps this body to remain a little comfortable. But that has got no connection that they will help them to get God near them. Not that. Only bodily comfort they may render in heat and cold. And sometimes also from hunger. If we use this bilvapatra, some leaf, the hunger is lessened. Like medicine, so many things they may use, they be used like medicine purpose to protect this body. Then to have connection with the Absolute, these things cannot help any way. They can keep the body just as food, medicine, something like that.
Is there some scripture mentioning Lord Shiva smoking ganja?
Yes, maybe. That maybe must be. He did.
These intoxicating mushrooms are very popular in the West. One man wrote a book, and he was using his reference from the Vedas. He is saying that what they call somaras was actually coming from these mushrooms.
Somaras, that is a kind of wine that was generally taken by the gods here. But that does not mean that somaras can give host the Absolute, the God, to come to appear. Any second thing cannot force the Absolute to come to me. This is very simple thing. You can't follow.
Only devotion.
Then he is not Absolute. Absolute is he. Against whose will nothing can be done. Then he is Absolute. What is the meaning of the Absolute? Absolute. If he is dependent on some other thing, then he may not be Absolute.
Then even soma ras, that is simply meant for some effect, mundane effect.
That yes, wholesome mundane.
Wholesome mundane.
Intoxication means wholesome mundane.
Uh-huh.
What is there? Soma ras. It must have just as prasad. Can help us to approach towards Krishna. It has connection with Krishna. So, other is not connected with Krishna, some material things, however pure it may be considered, it cannot do anything. No contribution from there. Only Krishna's relationship, his connection, can contribute Krishna. Our energy can be taken to Krishna. His connection. Nothing which has got no his connection can't help us approach towards him. Then he is not Absolute. Naramatma pravachanena lobho neomedhaya bhavuna sudena. In Upanishad. This Atma, this great spiritual substance, can never be attained pravachanena by hot discussion, no medhaya, by sharp memory, by bahuna sujena, vast learnedness. Nothing can contribute him, force him to come. But jamne vaisya vinyuti, no bhavuna sudhe no. The vast learning of the revealed scriptures also cannot give him. Vastly learned in all the revealed scriptures, but that also won't help him to give God. Jamne vaisya, the very spirit, the thing is this, that he will come to accept whom he will get. The only way that he must come for acceptance, that is sweet will. Nothing can force him. His sweet will come to welcome whom he will get him. No other cause. Not a second or third thing can help even a very little inch, or a crore per million part of a hair can never help. Impossible. He can give himself nothing else. Hare Krishna. Gaur, Hare Gaur. By nature he is such. He is so high, so strong, so subtle, so powerful, so autocrat, so independent, that nothing can tackle him. He can only tackle him. He is self-sufficient. Against his will, nothing can be done. Even the intoxication is giving some sort of effect to a man. If he likes, he can withdraw. You may take intoxication 1,000 times more, but if his will comes to interact, no effect can be produced. He has got such power over everything. He can take away this power, the attribute from everything, what to speak of this drugs, and change it in another way. He can design and he can destine things. Designer and everything is designed and destined by him. He can take away their own nature and give another nature to that. The ice may lose its coolness if he wills. Prahlad was thrown into fire, but fire could not burn him. When Prahlad was applied poison, poison had no effect in him for his interference. He is such. The master, his power is unbridled everywhere. Such must be his conception. Not excluded from us by another society with some paramount power, with big power. It is not everywhere. He can stop everything. He can dissolve the whole thing into ashes, just in a second. His will is law. His will is unchangeable and opposition. No opposition may be affected there. He's such.